We want revolution.
Bookmark words on standby.
Log online. Fan page loaded and ready.
Player stats loaded. Health check. Go.
Weapons check. Ice check. Complete.
We have launch for the Informant podcast in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Welcome to the Informant Podcast, your new source for information regarding Mafia Wars from Zynga. Pistol Pete from Spockholm.
Live long and prosper.
And tonight I have with me Mig, Chainsaw Chester, Jana, Mig, Death by Gucci, and Jennifer, the Mafia Wars loot lady.
So how are y'all doing tonight?
Good, good, good.
I got my southern drawl going on there, y'all.
Y'all.
You're going to Denver, not Texas.
I know, but he's hanging with me. It happens.
Yeah, what's that supposed to be then? I don't know how you differentiate a.
It's still the West
in Denver.
I don't think we have them.
Echoes? Do you have? We have mountains, so do you have echoes?
Like maybe.
Yodeling?
Yodeling? Yeah, you'll have to try that. I've got a camera. Let's do that.
Ricola.
I can see it now. Our next commercial. It's awesome. How are you, Jen?
Oh, I'm okay. Just busy trying to keep up.
I know. God. Good luck.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
It's been a little bit overwhelming, really.
To a lot of people, like, there's a lot of outrage right now.
Yeah, I see it everywhere, all over the walls.
You know, and it was touched on by the PAC. A forum post went out that Lynn created that had a quote from Blue Eyed Nate saying that they hear the community's cries about gifting events because we're kind of sick of getting the same one over and over. But mm-hmm. I think it's like what Pete said on the last show. We don't really mind events. They're not bad. It's just one right after the other. And now we're just getting hit every time you turn around, there's a new pop-up for something new.
Yeah, one's not over before the next one's starting.
And I think that's it. I mean, that's the point I keep making is that I don't even care if they copy and paste every event they do. Just stagger between them.
And mix it up.
Eventually, we'll get fatigued at doing the same event over and over and over and over and over again. But we are click monkeys, so we get used to it. But,
well, and you know, this one ends right before Easter, so we'll have that one coming.
Then there'll be an Easter one. Yeah, we'll have to do the egg thing again.
Exactly.
But yeah, I don't understand why everything has to be in rapid succession. But
and it just seems like everything is getting geared towards generating posts for Facebook. The energy packs, which we presented the idea at the PAC, were really good in concept that you could divide your energy up, but they had to make it so you spam for it. And then you got your missions going on that you have to spam for, your Brazil crew slots that you need to fill. You have to spam for those. And it just never ends. And, you know, before, if you needed to find a specific post, you would just open up your news feeds and scroll down a few and you would see them. And now it's like you have to search page after page. And it's almost like you have to use the Spocklets to help you with these tasks.
Well, worse than that, they bulked them up again today.
They did do that today.
Like mine right now says 942 more posts from Mafia Wars. Are
you
kidding
me? Yeah, mine does too. Now, Pete, when Facebook does that, does it affect the bookmarklets that scan the Facebook pages?
No, we read the actual streams themselves. So,
that's good.
Stream Helper catches the individual posts themselves.
I actually prefer it that way because then you, especially if you have real life people on your Facebook account, I don't, but if you have family members often before, you know, I separated Mafia Wars in real life, I would never see the family posts. So I kind of do like the grouping, but I don't know why people don't like them. Maybe because it's not quick enough to click on things.
Well, and I think the other was that some people were using wall readers. And when they were getting grouped together, they weren't being read properly. Mm.
Well, if it doesn't affect Spockholm, then it doesn't affect me.
So is anything going on in Spockholm?
Yeah, we've always got new stuff coming out, and there's been a few things. And this week we had a question come up in PAC. Someone was curious about the number of days that they've actually been doing jobs, and Martin wrote a really quick bookmarklet. What did he call it? He called it like the Mafia Wars Attic bookmarklet. And
Days Played
bookmarklet. Days Played, that's what it is. I'm sorry. Yeah,
but, I wrote a post.
Well, I call it the Attic because what it does is it looks at your dedicated achievement on someone else's profile that hasn't gotten it yet. So it can tell you the count. And then based on the count of days, it writes out a statement. Oh, you've been playing too much. You haven't been playing enough. You better get a life and those kinds of things. So it's just kind of a funny take on the days played. Let me think what else we've got going on. We're gearing up, which we're going to have to get out probably Monday. We'll release the War Machine registration to get everybody registered for the new mock.
Sweet.
We'll have some new features added to it before it makes it out to the public. Some of the requests we've gotten over the last mocks we've done. So those will be in place by the time we go out and do the next mock. So we're busy gearing up for that. And to answer the question of, well, can anybody use it? Yes. When? We haven't exactly decided. What'll probably end up happening is we will probably make it where it's Spock home controlled. If two families were going to war and wanted to register, then they would get a hold of one of us at Spock home, and then we would go in and register the two families. If they provided us spreadsheets with their Facebook IDs and their names, then we would go ahead and automatically, through some back-end tools that we have, load up the two families in the system, and then they can go to war whenever they're ready. And that's probably the way it's going to be for a little while before I actually just like open it up and a front page to it that says register now, and you sign in, you give it your name and all this other stuff. There's still some work to be done, and since we do this as a part-time fun gig, we don't do it, you know, to make a living. It's just the way it's going to have to be.
I think it's good to have someone like you or anyone from Spock home overseeing something like that, though, that it's like an unbiased party. There's no lying and whatnot, you know.
Yeah, and we've tried to take as many precautions during the development to prevent people from duplicating posts and posting ICEs more than once, you know, or even the system, or someone trying to bypass the automatic collection of ICEs kills and red ICEs during the event. So we definitely have ways that we can work with that. And does allow us then to monitor it to a certain extent to make sure that things are running smooth. I don't know if I ever mentioned it on any of the past shows, because I had the one show where I rambled off a whole bunch of new stuff that we came out with. But one of the ones that's really worth looking at, if you haven't, is there's the new ZMC agent. And for those that don't know what ZMC stands for, it's the Zynga Message Center. It's that thing that pops up every time you come into Mafia Wars. If you click on that, what it does is it gives you a bookmarklet window, just similar to what you'd see for other stuff that we do. But it has drag and drop capability. So you can drag the items that you want to be able to open and the items that you want to be able to ignore to two boxes down below. And then when you click start, then it will automatically go ahead and collect all the items in your ZMC for you.
That's a really handy one. It saves you a lot of clicks.
Yeah. And then the other one, and I've talked about this before, is the Mission Crew Link. And it's sort of like the Mission Crew Linkinator. What it does is you launch it up, and if you've got a mission open that you need help with, instead of having to go through and, you know, find family members, you're going to send the request through Facebook and have it posted to their wall and all that other stuff. You can actually run it, and it will create a Spock on Me URL, and then you can paste it on your wall, and then people can click on it at their leisure, and you tend to get your request filled a little bit faster that way.
That's really handy for the missions too, because I know I've, when it says get support from like 12 of your Mafia members,
right,
it can take forever.
Well, and you can send them, and then the problem is you don't even know what time zone those people are in,
right,
that you're sending them to, and you may have to wait for 8 hours for them to even wake up.
I don't like
so, thought about that.
So if you use the Lincoln, the Mission Crew Lincolnator, in essence, then you can create a URL that you just put on your Facebook wall. You put in the comment that it's a Mission Crew, and people will click on it, and you can feel confident that with it being SpockOn.me addresses, that it's strictly just a Mafia Wars URL. You know, you'll be good to go.
And plus, it goes through the news feeds why people are playing, so that's much quicker than the other way.
Yep.
They live.
So that's really all I've got going on at Spockholm, and there'll be other stuff here very shortly with.
Well, that's a lot.
And, yeah, I guess my question usually goes at this point to Jen. So what's going on in the game there, Jen?
Oh, there's so much going on in the game. I talked about that earlier, the revelation that Zanga has heard our cries about hating all these events. Well, we got, as soon as the old mission expired, it was about maybe not even an hour later, a new mission called Friendly Fire, which is a timed mission event. We have 7 days, came out, and it's pretty easy. There's not too much that should slow people down. It's just an extra thing you have to do. And like you said, the experience point bonuses are cool. And then today we got a new gifting event, but the quote from Nate said there was nothing that could be done about the one in the hopper. That was from you, Pete.
The hopper.
Yeah.
I'm guessing that's the Easter one.
The Easter hopper.
Nate said it was tagged and ready to go, or bagged and tagged, whatever. So that's what we saw today come out, and just everyone's fed up with those. And then we have another unique spamming type event. Back in January, we had something called Crack the Safe, where you had to do a bunch of tasks, and one of them was get 5 friends to accept your Mafia Wars invite, and you would get a loot item. Well, the new version is the same thing. You have to invite 5 friends, and you get a loot item, but you don't have to do all the other stuff. And what's also different about this one is you can repeat it. So if you invite 20 friends and they accept, you'll get 20 items. Now, last time around, you couldn't delete someone and then add them back because it kept track of that. So I imagine this one does too. So it'll be time to go to the add me sites to get new people to join your mafia.
Great.
And then we got some new operations last night, which I'm sorry, but I don't like operations. I know some people really do, but I don't. I hate feeling guilty about not doing them, because you can get some good loot, but I don't like doing them and getting crappy loot. And then
which is most of the time.
Yeah, and then eventually you'll get your one item that's cool, and you're like, yay. But then when you think, oh, well, I kind of need 500 of these.
Exactly.
You feel kind of like, screw it, I don't want to do it. So there's a bunch of new items that have better stats. None of them are giftable, because nothing good is giftable anymore. And that's about it for the operations. They did change a few things around. Like, you know when you get your operation when you're doing jobs? It's a pop-up. Mm-hmm. And you can usually just exit out and then go back to it later when you feel like it. Well, you can't do that anymore. You have to actually stop and invite people and cater to your operation.
And if you don't do it, doesn't it say, are you sure you'd want to do that?
Your option is to just completely remove it or cater to it. You don't have any choice.
So you have to keep answering questions, which is annoying.
Yeah, well, it's just stop. You know, when you sit down to use your energy to do jobs, it's bad enough you get secret stash, you get, oh, you found a treasure chest. Oh, you're out of reward. You need reward points. You get all those pop-ups. And then now this one, you can't just close it out and ignore it. You have to do something. And then speaking of secret stash, that's going to change too. You know the one you get where you get like 3 crappy loot items and you pick which one you want to share while you're doing jobs? Well, yep. Now you're going to get this in robbing and fights as well. And it's going to be more of a, like an operation, it's going to show up in the operation tabs. And in order to get your loot item, you can no longer just take one for yourself and share the others. You have to, quote unquote, steal it. And you need help from your mafia. So that's going to generate a lot more spam as well. And then they'll be tracked in the operations tab. All don't sound very excited.
We're thrilled. That's awesome.
Shell shock.
Wow. Yeah.
That feature should be out soon. Maybe it got, put on postponed for a while because of all this other new stuff. And of course, the false identities are still going on. I think we have like a day left.
Yeah, collect.
And who knows what
else? There's too many of them.
Well, yeah, it'll be a day beyond whatever time they had on it, because someone on the forums will complain that there wasn't enough time.
They were locked out.
To actually redeem.
Oh no,
the
you
items
get
that they
you
had.
Get 4 days of redemption. The pop-ups will stop tomorrow, but the redemption time frame will last 4 more days.
That's ridiculous too.
A permanent fix to that, yeah. So you can go in and accept old gifts if you haven't accepted them already. I really don't care. I got 2 of them and I'm done.
That's all I have too.
Well, and it was funny. Someone pointed out on my fan page that, Korean, I believe, that, you know, when the first combo event like that came out, like the Broken Hearts, we like all went out and got as many as we could. And then the masks, it was like, yeah, I'll try to get them. Not so much. And then now these most players are just like, I don't care anymore. Hopefully whoever it is that listens to us will hear that and change it next time.
Please. People listen to us?
Somebody does. Haven't you noticed a lot of times when we say something's wrong, it gets fixed after a couple of
days? Oh, like my parade balloons.
Oh, stop.
Your parade balloons.
You know, I've been gifting them to people.
Oh, do you need a refill? I can
No,
sure help
whoever
you with
annoys
that.
Me in the day gets balloons, though.
Really?
Yeah.
You know,
I think it's going to be a popular commodity at one time.
I put them on my wish list just for a joke on a blog post, and I forgot to take them down. And now I have a lot of people send them to me, and then I get them when I open up mystery bags.
Yeah, you need
and
to
I
change
always,
that.
I always go, Chester, damn it.
Damn you, Chester.
It's like, not my fault. Y'all did it yourself.
We did not do that.
You guys asked for it. Yes,
no,
you did.
No, we did not.
Yes,
no.
You did. You started it by sending me all of your brass knuckles, butterfly knives,
and
crap
many,
like
though.
That. So.
I've got like 25,000 balloons. I didn't send you that many.
Just wait.
Oh, funny. Go ahead. Carry on.
Oh, that's She's about done. All I have. I'm sure there's She's like done. 20 things I forgot, but I think I've said enough. People are sick of listening to me by now.
Yes, you're correct. Oh, sorry.
And soon they will be sick of you.
We're going to cut to a commercial and we'll be right back.
Hello?
Hey, girl, what are you up to?
Oh, not much.
Get ready and get all of your inventory items that you no longer use, and we're going to go visit Trader No-Go Shop.
Oh, no, it's a total waste of time. That guy is just not reasonable.
No, no, no. Word on the street is he's in Italy, and there's someone else running the shop. So I think if we go together, we might be able to get some stuff.
Really?
Yeah, okay. So pack up your truck, get your people to bring all your riding elephants and all that crap you don't use anymore.
Okay.
And I'll meet you there in 45 minutes.
All right, on my way.
Okay, you ready, Jana?
I'm ready. Do I look okay?
Yeah, let's pretend we don't know he's not there, though.
Okay, I'm ready.
Okay.
Hello, who's there?
Hi, we want to make a trade. Where's Trader No-Go?
Oh, Uncle, going to Italy. Maybe not going to Italy. Something about TSA friendly.
Oh, he's not here?
No, Uncle, not here. I
can we still trade?
Oh, no. I here.
Oh, well, aren't you a cute little thing?
You're much cuter than your uncle.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you very much.
We have some goodies we were hoping to trade.
Oh, what you got?
I have 501 brass knuckles.
Brass knuckle? I don't even see trade equivalent for brass knuckle. What else you got?
I brought some butterfly knives.
Butterfly knives?
Yeah.
Why we want butterfly knives and brass knuckles? I look here on sheet and he don't even have brass knuckles as something to trade.
Oh, that's why he needs them. He needs
yes,
them.
Yes, they are very good for your inventory.
You sure? He
yes. Oh, he will want them.
Okay, I'll tell you what. I brought some Schmirdeviks from Moscow, and they're very rare. So, yes. Do you want to trade those?
Schmirdeviks? Yeah. What? Schmirdeviks? I don't know what that is.
They're armor items.
Yes, they're very, very useful.
Oh, so you say they're rare?
Yeah.
You think my uncle like?
Oh, yeah. Last time I was in the shop, he asked me if I could get some.
And he's had his eye on my diamond ring, too. I can throw that into the trade.
I don't think it's diamond ring he's looking at.
Oh, no? Yeah. Oh. You like the ring?
Very nice.
Yeah, this is what we want. We each want 501 of your best items. And then we'll match that with Schmirdeviks. If you're worried about your uncle being mad, just tell him there was a glitch.
Yes.
What is a glitch?
Your uncle will understand.
Not a Grinch, a glitch.
Yes.
No, say glitch. Yeah. I say
Well, let's what? Just do this trade, and then we can all go out to dinner tonight. You want to come party with us?
Me?
Yeah,
you're buying.
You.
Come on. It'll be fun.
If you do your trades now, you can shut the shop down, because you'll be all good.
Oh, maybe I can't.
Yeah, it'll be fun. Come on.
Okay. We do a trade.
All right.
You rock. Okay.
Thank you. You're the best.
Oh, no problem. Oh, okay.
We'll pick you up in an hour.
You call me.
Okay.
Mwah. Thank you.
Bye.
Are we really going to go to dinner with him?
Oh, no, that we were just saying that to get a good trade.
Okay, good. I don't want to pick him up. Okay, let's go.
Oh, God. Okay, where am I going to put these? Oh, what's this? This is an envelope of new trading item. What is this? It says, do not trade these items ever. Do not trade for brass knuckle. Do not trade for butterfly knife. Oh, no.
Tune in next time when Trader No-Go gets back to his shop.
We're back on the Informant Podcast. It's time for The Family Life with Chainsaw Chester. Hey, Chester, how's your week going? I was worried about that.
God. It was going okay. Until about 8 days ago, when all the links in the browser that does like a pop-up, hospital, trying to build something.
So all of the necessary pop-ups.
Anything that's useful in the game.
Like healing?
Doesn't work. Healing, that's what hospital is. So you click on the links, it pops open a little window. Those won't pop up. I've gone to two different machines. I've used Firefox, I've used Chrome.
And you cleared your cache, right?
It's following me, yes. On different machines, it doesn't matter.
I know.
So it's following me wherever I go. And now I have to use MafiaWars.com to do anything that I want. Now, this is a pain in the ass because while I'm in my wars, it won't let me heal.
I'm having the same problem.
So here I am, and I go to do live chat, and they're like, oh, we're so sorry you're having a problem. I bet you are.
Do they understand because they play Mafia Wars too?
Oh, I'm sure they do.
I doubt it. They weren't saying anything. So, but the person that did the live chat, she was good. She was nice. She was courteous. So she took down everything. I even gave it a little summary at the end saying this is the things you need to have in your report. And then I got the email from them. So she says, who knows how long this will take to fix. At least she's honest, you know. I'm just frustrated as hell. I can't really play, and it irritates me. And I've got this mock coming up with you.
Yes, you do.
Chica.
It's on.
Is this the Battle of the Sexes mock?
Oh, yes. Yes, we should announce what our team names are since we're talking about that.
Oh, did you figure it out?
Go ahead and do your team name.
We are, is it the opposite? We're Team Estrogen.
And we're the Testosterone.
And who came up with this brilliant idea?
Okay.
All right, so Cherry Robinson posted on the Informant Podcast page on Facebook in the thread we had. She said, Estrogen versus Testosterone, the Battle of the Hormones.
Love it.
I like the Battle of the Hormones. But Cherry, thank you. You're getting a lotto set from me. I appreciate that. If I'm not your friend, go ahead and friend me.
There were a lot of great names. Let's just say that too.
That one's just funny because it's so basic.
Yep. It is. It's simplistic, and that's what
exactly.
I like.
Exactly.
Now, I have a question, Jana.
Mm-hmm.
You know how a lot of guys have pretty girl accounts so that people will give them loot?
They will be screened.
How will you know, though?
Well, good point.
She'll ask them personal questions about feminine hygiene.
Yes, okay. Exactly.
That no men's would actually know.
That's awesome.
And Jana, yeah. Did you see any others that you liked?
I liked Brian Lee's. But you knew I liked the Gucci body bags. That was but he's my friend too. So I thought that one was cool. Thank you, Brian.
Yep,
but I liked a lot of the names. I really did. Yep. Sometimes I liked one name and not the other.
Yeah, Rob had a good one, but I can't use it. Snakes versus udders.
Yeah, I saw that. I was like, ew.
It's brilliant. I liked it.
Of course
but no.
You did.
It was cool. I mean, I like Jerry Lee. You had XY versus double X.
Yeah, that
for
was
the chromosomes, battle of the chromosomes. So we had the hormones, the chromosomes, the sexes. We had to keep it
semi. And Adam and Eve was good, too. That was
Adam and Eve, Tina put Adam and Eve out there, and I liked Adam and Eve.
It was actually a runner-up there.
It was.
It was one of the top, so.
So, but other than none of my links working and me not being able to fight, which is basically putting me in a Chinese finger cuff here, not much has been really going on. Merge with OG is complete. We have some people that are going to create their own family.
Mm-hmm.
So whenever you merge, you have three groups, basically. You have those that are bailing that aren't going to merge with anybody. They just detag. You have some that want to stay and create their own family, and then you have others that actually jump into the merge. So all that's now complete. Thank God. It's been a wonderful wonderful learning experience again.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it has.
What's your favorite piece of the family?
The social aspect, for sure. I mean, I like fighting with everybody, but it's more fun when we're on Skype fighting together than it is if I'm just sitting there clicking.
Absolutely.
So I like the friends that I have in Magog.
And hey, let's do shout outs.
That's
good. My segue. So shout out for me is going to be everybody that was involved in the merger for MGOG. Those that were on the admin team working this for the last few weeks. Those members that worked hard to get the new members in and acclimated, as acclimated as you can be. My shout out goes to all of you. None of us can do it alone. And because of you, Jared, Chris, Orlean, Michelle, Courtney, you, Jana, so and the rest of the officers from the MIG side, you guys know who you are, like Jerry, Scott, Sonia. You guys have worked tirelessly on this, and I absolutely appreciate it.
And Jacqueline, too.
Yeah, Jax. Everybody, you guys have worked your rears off, so we really appreciate that, Jana.
Well, you already said, but my shout out is going to be to Courtney, who's my new sister in the family. We had, she's a lot of fun. I just got to meet a lot of people this week, and John, too, sick note, some really good people that I've been meeting. So, hello.
Jennifer.
Okay, I'd like to give a shout out to all the new admin I added to the fan page and the people that help out, even if they're not admin. Arvind, Paul Rugg, NG, lots of great people. They've always answered player questions and post cool stuff. So I thought it would be cool to have them all be admin and get even more help. And Val Zhao and Mike Nestor help out a lot as well. So it's a good group of people. And I think everyone's answering all the player questions that we get. And there's been a lot of activity on the page.
Cool. Hey, Spocktonian.
Yeah, I'm going to give a shout out quickly to a couple of fans that sent in some rants to Jay. He had some nice things to say. He's a devoted listener, and you know, he's been appreciative of the stuff we've done over at Spockholm. And then
Vibov.
Vibov, yeah. And then on one of the previous shows, you mispronounced one of the people's names. You called him Brian instead of Byron. So shout out to Byron.
Byron, I apologize.
He butchers lots of names.
Yes.
I'm not the butcher of names.
He just was the easiest. Yeah.
He does that.
Yeah. Yep. But wait,
I will say I was drunk or something. I was on cough medication. Something happened.
Just call it St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah, I apologize for that.
And then, as always, to the Spocktonians, and then to the crew over at Spockholm, Ike and Martin, thanks so much for tolerating me and the nonsense that I do. I will backtrack for about a half a second to say that one of the things we've also done at Spockholm is now start put up some tutorials. So on YouTube, and they're on same channel as our Informant podcast. So we will start doing more of those so that people that are new to Spocklets, you know, and want to understand how they work and the ins and outs of them. Yours truly is the one that's narrating as bad as I do, but at least we're trying to get some more information out so that when people have questions, we have another way of trying to keep people informed. So that'd be that.
Cool. Well, and don't forget, everybody, it's National Meetup Day. So look around where you're at and go meet some people. So everybody look that up on meetup.com on Mafia Wars. Is that the link?
Yep. Something like that.
Exactly. And that's right. A wrap.
Yeah, boy, that is a wrap, isn't it?
That's a wrap.
Hey, Jen, where do you think they can find us?
They can find us on the web at informantpodcast.com. You can also find our fan page on facebook.com/informantpodcast.
Or you can leave us an email at tip@informantpodcast.com.
Hey, I think you can also find us on Twitter at informantpod.
And you can always leave us a rant on our rant hotline, which is 707-847-6852, 707-TIP-6852.
You have been listening to the Informant Podcast, the place where family is first. I want a car, scared them crashing to the brand new one.